President Bush has talked much about spreading freedom and liberty throughout the world and focused on it, especially in his State of the Union address. Many administration critics have pointed out that longtime U.S. allies like Saudi Arabia are far from democratic. But today, the oil-rich kingdom is holding its first municipal elections in more than 40 years. Only men are allowed to vote. Women are forbidden from participating, either as candidates or voters. Joining me now to discuss Saudi Arabia's foray into democracy is Hatun Al-Fassi. She is professor of women's history at King Saud University in Riyadh. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let us clarify just momentarily. These are local councils being elected. A half of the council is appointed still by the royal family. Right at the moment, it's just the Riyadh area.
Yeah.
All men. And the councils have limited political powers. How far down the path towards an elected government does today's election take Saudi Arabia?
Just a very tiny step toward democracy. It's not really a big thing compared with the rest of the world, of course. But relatively speaking to the status, the political status of Saudi Arabia, it is considered to be something new and different.
Now, the world has seen women vote in Afghanistan and in Iraq, Muslim countries. Why are women not being allowed to vote in this election?
Well, Saudi Arabia has always been an exception to all the Arab, the Muslim countries. For example, it is the only country in the world where women don't drive, although all Muslim countries women do. It is the country that where uncovering the face is illegal. In addition to the nature of being a monarchy, an absolute monarchy.
Well, you lobbied for women's participation in the elections. Mm-hmm. You know, are they badly compromised for not having women?
Of course. It's considered to be, just in my view, it's a fake election. The councils will be formed to just look after men's needs and men's interests.
Mm. It doesn't appear that so many men in the Riyadh area are terribly, though, interested in the voting. I gather something like 150,000 in the city of 4 million registered.
Many of them thought of it to be just something to beautify the face of the government, and that it is not really elections. These municipal councils are not going to serve community as it should because of having half the seats appointed. There has been actually a lot of enthusiasm in the last week with the campaigns. Contrary to the number of registered people, the number of candidates turned out to be very high. There were about 1,800 candidates for 7 seats.
Huh.
And yes, and they are all campaigning. They're campaigning all over Riyadh. In a very new way that the city has not been used to. In a way that has actually broken one of the rules that govern the city, which is the freedom of the forbidden assembly. So here you have people gathering for about 10 days, joining the campaigners and candidates. So maybe all these people have managed to raise the enthusiasm among certain group of people who will go and vote for them.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Hatun Al-Fassi is a professor of women's history at King Saud University in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.